Of a partly to mostly cloudy sky. There's also a very slight chance of a shower in our southern counties, but highs will get back in the low 50s, and we ought to be in the mid-50s and partly cloudy on Sunday. From the Action News 5 Storm Tracking Center, I'm meteorologist Ron Childers for News Radio 600 WRAC.
The instant information you need is online and on demand at 600WREC.com. When you need to know, trust the Mid-South's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 600 WREC. Depend on it.
Good morning, Memphis. You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner, Mortgage Officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. And today around the coffee table, we have Clint Cooper of Redeemers Group. Clint, tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what Redeemers Group does for your customers.
Sure, Joe. The Redeemers Group is a full-service foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair company. Today we're going to be talking mostly about foundation repair, what we can do to add value back to a home once it's had failures like this.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show, Clint. We love having you over at Talk Shop, and we've heard a lot about your company.
Thank you.
Also around the coffee table with us, we have Rob Richardson, owner of the local franchise 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I see your trucks, Rob, all over town. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for your customers.
Well, Joe, I've been in business here for about a year. Took over the franchise. We are a full-service junk removal business. Some of our clients are homeowners, realtors, property managers, construction companies, and just about anybody that wants to get rid of some junk.
Well, glad to have you around. I know I see your trucks everywhere. Our topic today is whatever you want it to be. If it concerns your real estate, your mortgage, your credit, or cleaning out junk, or even fixing up your foundation, give us a call on the air. We'll talk. The number there on the air is 901-535-WREC. And while everybody's getting their coffee and dragging up a chair, we'll get started talking about clean it up, fix it up, adding value to your home and your mortgage.
Joe, you know, I've heard that the mortgage rates are changing. Can you fill us in about that?
Oh, you know how they're changing already. I see that little smile on your face. Yeah, mortgage rates went up this week as many investors bailed out of bonds to ride the stock rally. And is this a sign that the low rates are about to become history? What do you think is going to happen? Well, the rates are determined by your loan type and a lot of other factors. The benchmark conventional 30-year rate rose this week from it rose to 3.77% from 3.66. Now, this is with a full origination fee. That's going to vary if you don't pay any points. The FHA rates are a little bit lower than the conventional rates, though. The 15-year conventional fixed rate mortgage rose to 3.03% from 2.94%. And the mortgage rates are higher than they've been today since September of last year.
Wow.
If you haven't refinanced your loan yet, or if you haven't purchased that house, don't miss the boat. Call me right now. Let's call us on the air at 901-535-WREC. Or you can call me off the air directly if you want to talk a little more privately at 901-482-0354. My direct number again is 901-482-0354. My very capable assistant, Susan Ballou, and I would like very much to put some scenarios together for you to compare. It's free. We'll be happy to talk with you. Also in the news, though, let me tell you guys this. FHA, this is not really news, though. FHA HUD says they're broke. We've been hearing that for a couple of years. Yeah, yeah, really. Got to go up on their monthly mortgage insurance again, and it's going to cost you more unless we can get your FHA case number for the FHA appraisal ordered before April 1st, 2013, and that's no joke. Some of our conventional mortgage insurance companies are going up, too. They're going to go up about 2.7% on their price. So here's a word to the wise. If the deal works for you today, do it today. Call us on the air right now at 901-535-WREC or directly. You can talk to me at 901-482-0354. If you're driving, you can't write this number down. Remember, my blog is at mortgageloansblog.com.
Hey, Joe, we've done a lot of house cleanouts lately, and it looks like the market's heating up in Memphis. What's going on with that?
Oh, you're right, and I know a lot of people are happy about that, Rob. Steady price increases are helping fuel the housing recovery. Would-be buyers are hopping off the fence and before they lose that great opportunity, and there's some sellers that are jumping to get their homes cleaned up and fixed up to sell. And whether you're buying or selling a mansion or if you've got a Cracker Box palace, better do it while you can still get some bragging rights on the deal. The special HARP refinance program is going like gangbusters, and that's the one that does not require an appraisal. You can be upside down, and you can still get the low rates. And on mortgages endorsed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac prior to June 1st, 2009, you can do that. And if you don't know whether you qualify for that, just give me a call. Now, FHA still has their streamlined refinance loan. You can refinance from one FHA to another with very low rates, no appraisal. And oh, by the way, if a lender has told you that you have to come up with a lot of money at the closing for this refinance, right, you need to call Susan and me, because there is a rule that says you can't roll the closing cost in.
Okay.
But Susan and I have a way of getting people into FHA streamlined refinances with no appraisal and not very much money needed at closing. So call me directly, 901-482-0354, or the blog, mortgageloansblog.com. And I saved the best news for some of you for the very last, and here it is. The U.S. Treasury Department and members of Congress are preparing to move forward with plans to expand government-backed refinancing programs to the underwater borrowers. And that's people who owe more on their house than what it's currently worth. And they will do this even if your loan, if you're not backed by a government agency. So all of you out there who do not have a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, rural housing loan, and you've kind of been left out in the cold and haven't been able to refinance with no appraisal, it looks like they're going to try to put this together this year. It hasn't passed yet. But if you want to get on my follow-up list, and when it does pass, I will call you and just get on my list by calling me or jumping on the blog and emailing me. So now, Rob Richardson of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, he's our cleanup expert today. And Clint Cooper of Redeemers Group is our foundation crawl space, and he's our basement expert. And whether you have that mansion or, like I said, you have a Cracker Box Palace, how can you guys help us get a higher price or higher value for our homes?
I'd say declutter the space, reclaim the space you already paid for. I don't think I've ever seen an ad out that has said cramped, cluttered space for rent. Mm-hmm. So I think just reclaim that space.
Okay. Well, so and you're this is Rob Richardson, by the way, if you hadn't guessed, with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. His mantra is declutter and get rid of the junk. And Clint, you're over here. Let's get you in on this.
Okay, sure. Again, Clint Cooper with the Redeemers Group. And, you know, what we want to talk about today, and we'll come back after the break, is about the foundation failures that happen on a house.
Mm-hmm.
People think about cracks that they see on the outside of a house and, you know, all the problems that come with that. We're going to show you that there are ways to fix it. And the exciting part is, if you'll spend the small amount of money to do the fix, you can reclaim the value of the 15 to 20% lost by the foundation failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and since we've got a couple of extra minutes, I wanted to cover some things on that topic of raising value on your home, because having been in the mortgage business for over 20 years, we see a lot of things. And one thing is, you've got to be smart about what repairs you're going to do.
Absolutely.
If you have limited resources on what you can pay to fix up a house, and you want to get the highest value off of those, then you got to be smart. And if you're trying to sell or refinance your home on a program that does need an appraisal and you want to get the value as high as you can, first make sure the repairs are done that affect the habitability of the house, like a leaky roof, rotted wood, malfunctioning electrical or plumbing or heating and air systems. Here's another one, peeling paint. Even if the paint's dingy and it doesn't look nice, that's not a big deal. If it's peeling, it is a big deal. Torn or broken flooring or holes in the wall. Obviously, if there are problems with the foundation on the house, Clint,
sure,
that's going to be a priority to fix. And if the crawl space or basement has water or worse, it has mold in it,
that's the worst.
That repair would be a priority. And if the junk in or around the house is a safety hazard, then the junk would have to go as a priority repair, or, you know, before you even get ready to sell the house. You really need to have that stuff done. Now, if your house is in pretty good shape, but you want to upgrade it, then adding heated space can add value if you aren't overbuilding for your neighborhood. If you don't want to be
the biggest house,
in the market. Yes, exactly, Clint. And upgrading a bathroom or kitchen is usually a good choice. Now, swimming pools and landscaping usually doesn't add value dollar for dollar for what you're spending to get it, but it sure can add to the enjoyment. So, those are just some tips from the mortgage side on how you can use you guys. And of course, Kim Shoemate, he was our guy on the show right before, the Fix It Up guy with Key Homes. I think he's going to be coming into the studio here after our first break is over, and we're going to going to ask him some questions too. But we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to hear back from Rob Richardson and from Clint Cooper when we come back. And you're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. We want you to call us 901-535-WREC. We'll see you back in just a moment.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. That's 1-800-403-1383.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2013 will be announced today at 5:30 Eastern. There are 15 finalists, including Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, Art Modell, Bill Parcells, and Andre Reed. The four first-time finalists are Larry Allen, Jonathan Ogden, Warren Sapp, and Michael Strahan. In the NBA Friday night, David West scored 30 as the Indiana Pacers beat the world champion Miami Heat 102-89. The LA Lakers won at Minnesota 111-100. Dwight Howard did not play because of a shoulder injury, but Pau Gasol moved into a starting role and had 22 points and 12 rebounds. Rudy Gay scored a game-high 20 north of the border in his Raptors debut as Toronto blew out the Chris Paul-less LA Clippers 98-73. And Ty Lawson had 21 points and 13 assists as Denver beat the New Orleans future Pelicans 113-98. The Nuggets have won six in a row.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Duty, freedom, country, family. They're the values that make America strong and what our armed forces are fighting to defend. While many talk about these ideals without action, they are just empty words. If you think America's military families deserve more, log on to thanksusa.org. It's a great way to thank our troops and give military families the gift of education. thanksusa.org. Scholarships for America's military families. You can make a difference.
And you're back on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I am Joe Garner with a mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. Just remember, rates are low. Call Joe. That's how you remember who I am. And we also have with us Clint Cooper with Redeemers Group. He's our foundation, our crawl space, our basement man. He's our expert. We've got Rob Richardson with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's our expert clean-it-up guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're talking about clean it up, fix it up, adding value to your home and your mortgage. Call us on the air at 901-535-WREC. And we've got some callers on the line, so we're going to take them. And we've got Bill. Bill, how can I help you today?
Hi, did you say Bill?
I said Bill. Is that the right name? Cause
that is the right name, but the radio cut out there. Hey, I just got a quick question in reference to the refinancing underwater mortgages. And you said without an appraisal.
Right.
How does a person know his house is worth less if he doesn't get an appraisal?
Well, a lot of people know because they have a realtor friend or somebody who works the neighborhood, or they know, they watch. Sometimes they're published in the paper, but not everybody knows. What we do, Susan and I, when you call us to talk about a refinance, we're going to do some research for you on the internet to kind of get an idea of what we think the going market rate, I mean, the market value is.
I see.
And then if you owe more than what it's what we think it might be worth, then we would be looking strongly for a loan that does not require an appraisal for you. And there are plenty of them out there now, Bill.
I see. Okay. Well, I don't know if I'd qualify or not, but that was just a question that came mm-hmm. to mind. So thank you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being around the coffee table. And we also have Gwen on the line, Gwen Christensen with Builders Floors and Interiors. Gwen, we always love having you call. You do a great job out there with the Builders Floors and Interiors. How can we help you today?
I had a question for Clint. Thank you, Joe. If someone has a, if they notice a crack in their ceiling, exactly what do you do when you come into their home? How do you ascertain exactly what their problem is, and what's the procedure to fix that foundation problem?
Okay, so the first part is, you know, what do we do when we hear someone that has a potential foundation failure? Well, we use some diagnostic tools, some laser levels to take some measurements on the outside of the house, and then we can, and that is empirical data. It's not our opinion. It either is failing, we're either having deflection or we're not. So we state that right in the beginning. Now, if you have the question, if you have the failure in question, there's some tools, and we'll talk about them a little bit later in the show. But basically, it is a lifting of the house back into its original place. And that, you know, if it fell down, then we're picking it back up. And I'm going to leave it simply at that for the moment. But I think more importantly than anything else is really to verify, do you really have a foundation failure, or do you just have, you know, some cracks in your sheetrock or whatnot? And we want to tell you that truthfully.
I see. Well, I was just curious about that because it just seems like an ominous situation.
It does.
You seem to try to make it, it seems like y'all make it easy to fix that. So that's a great tool for a homeowner to have, because that does happen with the clay soil that we have here in, you know, in this part of the country, that it does, things seem to sink sometimes with houses.
They do, and you're going to see some pretty obvious signs, you know, from the sheetrock or from windows and doors sticking, not opening. So those are some things that happen inside the house and outside the house. Obviously, if we saw some cracking in the brick veneer or any type of finishing, they're probably the telltale sign to the homeowner. But we still want to verify that, because sometimes it can come out and it's truly just a facial problem and not an actual foundation failure. And you need to know that.
Okay, well, great. I'll listen on further on and see what you have to say a little bit later then. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Gwen. We appreciate you. And we've also got Mark on the line. Mark, how can we help you today?
Hey, Joe. Always great to be on Talk Shop with you. You do great work there. And I hear nothing but good things about your work with.
Well, you know, I think I recognize your voice.
Straighten up.
Y'all, I've got to be really good on the air today, because this is my business coach, Mark Van Stoke, with Calaveras Coaching. What can we do to help you, Mark?
Now, I was listening to you about, now, I can understand that when your foundation is failing, you've got to get it done in order to sell the house or get a mortgage. But you were mentioning things like fixing your bathrooms and all that. Now, a friend of mine is trying to sell his house, and his realtor is just putting so much pressure on him that he's got to totally redo the kitchen. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, you spend $50,000 on a kitchen, and you're not going to get that back in the sale. Do you see any argument at all for him to do that?
Are you're talking about where to put your money to get your money back? And, Mark,
yeah,
of course, that's a little bit of an esoteric topic. It's going to be very subjective. But one thing that appraisers have told me is if they go, they pretty much know what's out there in a subdivision. If they go to a neighborhood, they've appraised houses over there before. If that subdivision or that neighborhood has most all the kitchens are still not upgraded, they're still from the 60s and the 70s. Hopefully they don't have the avocado green and that going on, but they haven't been upgraded, then more than likely he's not going to get his dollar for dollar a higher value on upgrading his. He's going to get a little bit, but not dollar for dollar, because when you're talking about getting your house ready to sell or having it appraised to have it refinanced, they're comparing your house to all the houses, other houses like your house in your neighborhood. So it depends on whether it fits in with the rest of the neighborhood.
Okay, so but what you're saying, if everybody else hasn't upgraded it, then it's not a good idea. But if everybody else has, then you should do it.
As a general rule, Mark, you can get your money back, generally speaking. There's always exceptions to that. But that's a great question, and thank you for calling in. And I'm trying to behave myself, so my business coach will give me some good points at the end of the month here.
Hey, see you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And we also have Graham. We have Graham Stuckey, I believe, and he is on with us. And Graham, can you hear us all right? Oh, no. We lost Graham. Graham, please call us back. Anyway, so back to what we were talking about. Can we pick up? Well, wait a minute. We've got somebody just walked through the door. We've got, is this Kim Shoemate from the Fix It Up show? You were just on the show right before us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us, you got a question, or you've got some, you going to straighten us out up here? Or?
Is this microphone not working?
I think you need to talk right into it, Kim.
Okay, well, it's one of those microphones then.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to y'all's conversation about what the best thing to do to put your house on the market, and I've always felt like clean up, paint up, fix up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They can be very simple things. Paint up your house if it needs it. Clean up your yard. Get your shrubbery in good condition. And Clint can certainly tell you that if you've got a lot of mold and mildew on your roof, mm-hmm. you want to get that cleaned off so mm-hmm. the roof will look like it's new again.
Uh-huh.
There's just so many simple things you can use
mm-hmm.
Without spending a ton of money. If your carpets are dingy, clean your carpets. If you've got just real outdated appliances, say if it's a house from the 70s and you still have your 70s appliances, yeah, change your appliances.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't real expensive items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start talking about completely remodeling a kitchen and spending a minimum of $20,000 on remodeling a kitchen, well, who's to say you're going to remodel that kitchen like the future homeowner? You know, leave that to them.
Right.
If you just want to get the optimal value out of your house, and you need to get the optimum value out of your house today, because everybody that is trying to sell their house is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is clean up, paint up, fix up, and you'll be fine with an appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine with a sale, and you're not out tons of money.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you decided to stop back in and see us again.
Well, I was just down the hall. I thought, come out and straighten you guys out.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I was listening to y'all talking about spending $50,000, $60,000 to get your house ready to sell, and that's not necessary.
You're good. Well, I'm glad you decided to stop back in and straighten us out here.
Well, y'all enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm flattered that you asked.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kim Shoemate, with the Fix It Up Show, Key Homes. And what's your phone number real quick, Kim?
It's area code 901. 386-6084.
All righty. Well, you have a good rest of the Saturday, and we've got Graham Stuckey on the line. Okay. Graham, are you with us?
I'm with you this time, Joe. How are you today?
All right. Are you going to straighten us out too? Or
Well, what I was going to say, first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to your two guests. Both of them do a great service for the heating and air conditioning industry. It's so nice to go into a clean attic or a very well-sealed crawl space, both. But I was just going to give you a suggestion on,
uh-huh.
on the habability sealing your duct systems up so your utility bills are lower.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think even Consumer Reports says it's the best return on your investment you can make.
Mm-hmm.
You might consider calling a company like that does AeroSeal work.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
We got a couple of minutes before we have to go to break. Graham, I know you and I talked earlier in the week about something that where the TVA is paying people up to $500 to get
absolutely.
their home buttoned up.
Now, this is a deal that you can't really turn down. Everybody should be doing this. And you just call TVA and ask them about their energy conservation program.
Mm-hmm.
But they will pay you 50% of any improvements that they suggest up to $500. Okay, and that's a cash rebate. It's mm-hmm. not a tax write-off or anything like that. They'll actually send you a check for $500 if you do $1,000 worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly beat that. It's easy to do $1,000 worth of work, too. Just add some insulation to your attic,
mm-hmm.
okay? But that is probably the best thing to do is call TVA and have them come out. They'll charge you $50. And I'll give you their number real quick.
Okay.
866-441-4444. 866-441-1430. I'll repeat it real quick, 866-441-1430. And have an energy audit done. They'll charge you $50, but you'll get your $50 back, too, if you spend at least $150 on any improvement that they recommend.
And well, Graham, you did some work at our house, and also Dwayne McCrory, Top Quality Service, came in and put one of those energy-efficient heating systems in. We're saving a lot of money per month already, and you came in and energized it. I call it energized it, but you're saving energy on our house doing the duct work. What's the name of your company real quick, Graham, and what's your phone number?
Well, one of the companies is Seal and Duct is the name of the company. And, you know, I was going to say that you might want to put attic tents in. There's so many different ways that we can save you energy.
Yeah, what's a good phone number for you? I know that you do, and we're going to a hard break here, so what's your phone number?
901-219-3806.
Thank you so much for calling, Graham. We're going to have you back on again very soon, and we're about to go to break. We want you to give us a call, 901-535-WREC. We'll see you back in just a moment.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov.
Heart disease remains a leading killer of Americans and significantly affects the quality of life of countless others who have trouble doing even simple things they once enjoyed. I'm Jimmy Johnson, and like someone you probably know, I have heart disease. Today I'm doing what I love, spending time outdoors and with my family, talking football, and even competing on Survivor. But just a few short years ago, heart disease could have kept me from the sidelines. I couldn't let that happen. My whole career has been about hard work to achieve success. I knew there had to be a winning solution, and I talked to my doctor. Then, working with an interventional cardiologist, we decided on a stent to relieve my heart disease symptoms. I've never looked back. As a survivor, I'm urging you to talk to your doctor and know your risk, because your own health is more important than the biggest game. Learn about your heart disease. Get proper treatment and live well. For more information, visit secondscount.org.
This is the Mid-South's News, Traffic, Weather, and Tiger Station. News Radio 600 WREC, Memphis. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. He's been crying for his parents from an underground bunker, the 5-year-old boy being held hostage in Alabama after police say Jimmy Lee Dykes snatched him from a school bus.
He's accused of kidnapping this boy and shooting Charles Albert Poland, who was trying to rescue these kids from that school bus on Tuesday.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran, negotiations with Dykes ongoing through a ventilation pipe. An earthquake rattles a Japanese island. It was a powerful magnitude 6.9, but it was also very deep.
Because of that and the high quality of the building codes in Japan, we would not expect a lot of damage.
John Bellini with the U.S. Geological Survey, no word on injuries. Winter's icy grip could come to an end soon, according to a famous groundhog.
Get out your shorts!
Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Over partly to mostly cloudy sky. There's also a very slight chance of a shower in our southern counties, but highs will get back in the low 50s, and we ought to be in the mid-50s and partly cloudy on Sunday. From the Action News 5 Storm Tracking Center, I'm meteorologist Ron Childers for News Radio 600 WREC.
The news continues online and on demand at 600WREC.com. The stories you want when you want them. News Radio 600 WREC. Depend on it.
That's what I'm talking about. Money, 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 money. And how can we get more of it? So that's what we're about. You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program with me, Joe Garner, with Evolve Bank and Trust. I'm a mortgage officer. Just remember that rates are low. Call Joe. That's how you can remember who I am. And we also have Clint Cooper of Redeemers Group, and he's our foundation crawl space and basement expert. And you know how to remediate them. You know how to clean them up. You know how to fix them.
That's right.
And we also got Rob Richardson with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and he's our clean it up expert. We're talking about clean it up, fix it up, adding value to your home and your mortgage. And Rob, I wanted to ask you about if I had a bunch of junk in my attic, if I wanted to get it out and I just had no clue where to start, let's just say it was just overrunning. Well, what are the steps I would take?
Well, you got to lift one finger. You lift one finger and dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or that's 1-800-468-5865. And you'll get our call center, and they will be able to schedule an appointment and give you answer any questions you have about the types of items we pick up. Sometimes, or most times, we do same-day service. What we do is we send out a truck with two friendly uniformed drivers, and they will give you an upfront estimate, a quote, after you point out all the junk. If you're happy with the price, we'll remove all the stuff right there on the spot. We do all the loading, the lifting, and disposal. We even clean up the spot afterwards. We think this is a extra value we add to our customers when we take away their stuff. They feel relieved, and they get their space back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know in your prices have been very reasonable. I've heard from the realtors that I work with that you guys, for a good price, you can do a lot of work. But, I every time I think about junk, I always think about that show about hoarders, you know, that's on TV. And I just have to ask you, have you ever had to clean out a hoarder's house?
Well, you know, hoarders is not our primary customer. It's about 1% of our total volume. But recently, in fact, this last week, we've done 3 hoarder homes.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they weren't glamorous enough to get on TV, but we were able to declutter and remove all the junk from the house. And in both situations, it was the property manager that had to clear the house out for a resale.
Oh,
but
what
yeah,
a job.
It's an interesting business. You never know what you're going to find. It's unusual.
Well, you know, another thing too, Rob, that stands out because I know I've talked to you, you know, of course, off air, and yes. I know you, but you really spend time with the customer too. You go in there and
if needed, we will actually help the customer sort through their items. A lot of times we'll go to an attic that's hasn't been touched in 20 years. And a lot of the items up there may have a sentimental value to that homeowner.
You were telling a story right before the show, you to tell that about that lady that had...
Yes, stuffed animals. They were bagged and put away, and they were her kids. And she thought, you know, for sure that the grandkids would want them someday. And we were making the decision right there, should this go or should it stay? And we said, hey, why don't you just call your daughter and see if the grandkids want them? And she, with a phone call later, we... got rid of these stuffed animals.
So the daughter said, heck no, I don't want those.
No, they've been up there for 20 years. We don't want those things. No.
Well, you know, that's really good that you do. You are personal with your customer.
I think a lot of times folks have sentimental value they have attached to items, or they just, you know, it's not convenient for them to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. And you can call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And in fact, if you do it anytime, day or night, just put in your zip code, it'll put up a schedule for you and you can select a time that's convenient for you.
Okay.
We'll arrive within a 2-hour window. We even call you 15 to 20 minutes before we show up. That way, you know, we're on time.
Okay. That's and important. Also, what's that web address again?
www.1800gotjunk.com.
And there's no hyphens.
No hyphen. Nope. And you can
Or you can just Google 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Okay. It'll pop up. We're number one.
Okay, well, you do a very good job, and I know we hadn't got time really right now until later to maybe go into the recycle, but you recycle things. You do it all right.
About 60% nationwide, we recycle everything.
Wow.
Or donate, yeah.
Well, back to Clint Cooper. You do foundation work, and you fix a lot of solutions with the underneath of the house, and so I wanted you to tell us about that new technology you're using called, encapsulation?
Encapsulation.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Sure, Joe. You know, there are a lot of homes that are on a conventional foundation, so they have a crawl space instead of a slab floor.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a space between the undercarriage of the house and then the bare earth. And unfortunately, that's pretty icky down there. There's a lot of moisture. There's a lot of bugs. Sometimes there's cats or snakes or who knows what's under there.
Better you than me.
But the problem with that is it's a greenhouse for mold. And mold grows under the house, and then it grows up into the house and scares people. And they call us all the time. And, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to fix this? And so we'll send out a technician to go and we crawl through every crawl space someone calls out to and take pictures and come back up and show you what we can do. And at the end of the day, we waterproof them and make them airtight so all the nasty things that were under the house are gone away. And then we have a nationally backed warranty, 25 years, that that type of thing won't happen anymore.
Well, you know, you guys were at Talk Shop the other day, and you were showing a PowerPoint, and I was so impressed because you went in there, and it was just a nasty, nasty crawl space. I mean, I wouldn't go under there for money. And you guys went in there, and when you got done, you had the encapsulation you had used was a white color. And it looked like it looked pristine and clean and all
didn't
of that.
Didn't look like a crawl space, did it?
Yeah, and they said that nothing could get through that barrier, so it was going to stay that way.
That's right, yeah. So the product itself is pretty substantial, and that's where the warranty comes in. You know, for the next 25 years, there will be no tears, rips, or holes in the product, and it will stay waterproof and airtight.
Well, I got a question for you. One I was asking Rob, but I want to ask you, do you have any crawl space or foundation jobs that you've done that really stand out in your memory?
Sure. We talked about one before the show, and actually another one came to mind. There was a couple in Midtown, and they had a half basement, half crawl space. A lot of houses are like that in Midtown. And she had a lot of respiratory issues to the point that she had to move out of her house and move back up to the Midwest while her husband stayed behind. She couldn't live in the house.
Wow.
And so we encapsulated the crawl space and we did some other things to help the indoor air quality. And because of that, they actually didn't have to sell their house. She was able to move back down and she was very thankful for it. Of course, we were doing what we do for every one of our clients. She just was an extreme case where, you know, if something drastic hadn't been done, they would have had to sell the house they were in because it was on a crawl space.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so you've had quite a number of stories, I'm sure.
And sure.
I know he's looking at me like, but I don't know if I can tell all of them on the radio. I've got some like that too, Clint, in the mortgage business. Truth is truly stranger than fiction sometimes.
It certainly is.
But, you know, I was thinking as we were talking that since our housing market has heated up, we're seeing more and more people that are interested in buying a fixer-upper.
Sure.
And for the mortgage division, we love those because Susan and I work on those 203K, FHA 203K renovation and repair loan kind of things.
Right.
And believe me, we call it the R&R loan.
Okay.
But it doesn't stand for rest and relaxation. But if you want to go in and fix it up, a lot of times, especially in Memphis, you can buy very, very low, put in a reasonable amount of fix-ups, and if you really want it to be an R&R rest and relaxation loan, you can hire these guys. Rob Richardson with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Clint Cooper with Redeemers Group, Kim Shoemate, came in here a few minutes ago and has left again, but with the fix-it-up show right before ours, Key Homes, you can hire it done, or you can do a lot of it yourself and really win some sweat equity for yourself. But the 203K loan, you can borrow the amount to buy the house and the amount to repair the house. You pay 3.5% of the total, that total as a down payment. It's an FHA government loan.
Okay.
If you're buying and you can get the sellers to pay your closing costs and the money it costs to set up your taxes and insurance or escrow, it's very reasonable, and the rates are really, really low on this thing. It's a great opportunity to buy a fixer-upper and not have to pay for all the repairs out of pocket.
Sure.
But that's what I have for
Joe, I wanted to add something. I think even though we all do different things, you know, there are three of us in the radio office this morning, and something that strikes me being in the business is when a customer calls you out about a certain problem, they would like to they'd like to know exactly what it costs. And I know in your business you give them a written estimate. Uh-huh. Rob said that when his guys show up, they give an estimate right there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that stands contractually, and we do the same in our business. And I would tell people to be wary of coming out and someone saying that they can do it for a certain range and they don't sign some contract. And, you know, that's just the difference in working with a legitimate business and then somebody that's on the side of the road. And I realize people at different stages in their business, but it's so important as a consumer. We all are consumers as well, to really understand the products or the services that you're getting. And I know that we all do that in our business as well.
Well, and you're right. And as far as foundation goes, I can't say, as far as the mortgage side, I can't say enough about how important that foundation be in good shape, because an appraiser is going, even though he's not an engineer, he is going to look, and if he sees any obvious signs that a foundation may have a problem, he is definitely going to require that that be corrected before you close, and that may be a refinance, it may be a purchase. Real quick, we got about 30 seconds. What are some signs, Clint, that a homeowner can see that would tell them they have a problem?
Sure. Okay, three really simple things. If your windows are sticking and you can't lift them up and down, if your door's interior, like a closet door, wouldn't open or shut, or the front door, and then the last and the most severe would be if we actually see cracking in the brick on the outside of the house, obviously we're having a failure with the foundation, and those are three telltale signs that are real quick.
And I know your guys over at Talk Shop the other day were doing the PowerPoint. They showed what type of crack formation was spelled a true foundation problem. And there were some cracks in the brick that was just benign. It wasn't anything. And
correct.
You could come out and tell them really quickly if that was a true foundation problem or not.
Absolutely.
Well, you're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I'm Joe Garner with Evolve Bank and Trust, and we have Clint Cooper with Redeemers Group. He's our foundation crawl space basement expert, and we have Rob Richardson with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and he's our clean it up expert. And we want you around the table with us, so give us a call to be on the air at 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732. We'll see you back in just a moment.
It's perfect for when I'm stuck at the airport.
iHeartRadio introduces Perfect For.
It's perfect for walking the dog.
The perfect tunes for the mood and moment.
It's perfect for when I'm getting ready for work.
All at the touch of a finger. Perfect For. It's perfect for anything. 1,500 live radio stations, 15 million songs, and custom stations perfect for anytime. Best of all, it's free. Download the app at iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio is now available on the new Hewlett-Packard NBX2 with Windows 8.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. That's 1-800-403-1383.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
In the NBA Friday night, it was go west, young man, to the hoop.
Wade lost it as he tried to score. This will lead to a two-on-one at the other end. George across the lane. West slams it with the left hand. 30 for West.
Mark Boyle with the call on Pacers Radio as David West led Indiana to a 102-89 win over the world champion Miami Heat. In Toronto, Rudy Gay scored a game-high 20 in his Raptors debut as they routed the L.A. Clippers 98-73. Ty Lawson had 21 points and 13 assists as Denver beat the New Orleans future Pelicans 113-98. The Nuggets have won six in a row and are 20-3 at home. 25 for Carmelo Anthony as the Knicks beat the Milwaukee Bucks 96-86. NFL coming up today at 5:30 Eastern Time. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2013 will be revealed.
Things can only get better. That's why we're here. We're going to fix it up, clean it up, and it is going to be better.
It
your
is.
House is going to be worth more. It's always good when your house is worth more and you get more money, right?
Absolutely.
All right. You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I am Joe Garner, mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, and we also have Clint Cooper. He's with Redeemers Group, and he's our foundation basement crawl space expert. He's had some stories to tell. And also we have Rob Richardson with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's our clean it up expert today. And we're talking about clean it up, fix it up, adding value to your home and your mortgage. And whatever question you have, if it has to do with your home, your mortgage, your credit, if it has to do with fixing something up or cleaning something up, you got the right guys up here to talk to. Just give us a call at 901-535-WREC. And what time is it?
It's time for the real estate tips of the week, Joe.
All right. Well, you know what? I think you got it.
Okay. So the real estate tip of the week from the Redeemers Group is very simple, Joe. People need to take the water that comes from their downspouts that hit on the ground and move that water further away from the house.
Uh-huh.
Water that stands against the house really causes a lot of structural integrity damage.
Mm-hmm.
So the farther you get it away, the better it is for your home.
Well, that's a good tip, because that way they don't have to call you. But you want them to call you if they need you, but they don't have to.
They're going
to
call us anyway, probably.
That's right. But get the water away from the house, and I need to do that when I get home today.
Okay.
Rob, you got a tip of the week.
My tip may save you a little money. I would think most of us, I'm guilty of this, have upgraded to a new fancy refrigerator, and we place that old outdated refrigerator in the garage or in the walk-in closet somewhere, and we still have it plugged in, and that's just draining out electricity, and we'd be happy to come out and remove that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our single item pickup charge is $98. We can come out and grab that refrigerator, and we will dispose of it and recycle it in a environmentally cautious way. So I just encourage people to, look at what around the house, what appliances are being, used that are outdated and probably need to be disposed of.
Right. Well, you'll come out and do that.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got some real quick announcements, and I think we got some callers coming in here. Talk Shop offers business and the real estate community free education and networking every Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. This Wednesday, Talk Shop will be meeting at the Better Business Bureau, and Don and Holly Swager of Homevestors will be presenting Building Wealth, Buying Real Estate. And for more information about Talk Shop, go to talkshop.biz. That's talk like you're talking and shop, shoppe.biz. And you'll find out a lot more about it and what's going on and what types of seminars they're offering. They're all free. Next Saturday on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program, Tom King, an appraiser and certified Shelby County tax appeal expert with King and Bond Consultants, will be here, and he's going to be helping you know how to handle your upcoming property tax assessment. We want to get that value lower so that you don't have to pay that much money. But while we're waiting, well, we've got Bill. We've got Bill on the line. So, Bill, are you with us? Bill, are you there?
Hello, yes.
How can we help you, Bill?
Well, I'm just curious. You know, I know the value of the homes have dropped in the past 2 or 3 years, and I really don't understand why, because the material it costs that you buy to rebuild the house has not gone down.
Right.
But the value of the house has gone down. How mm-hmm. can you, as a older homeowner, compete with the new homes?
And that is an excellent question, Bill. I know Tom King has spoken to that before. He's our appraiser that's on once a month here on the show. It is a tough one, because what happens when they do an appraisal for a mortgage company is they're not necessarily looking at your house as much as they are looking at what is selling of houses like your house in your neighborhood in the last 6 months to a year. So it really is
right, dependent
on those other houses.
The comparison.
That's, that's really not a correct appraisal, because like me, I've got a home on a golf course, 3,400 square foot home with updated tile, with a 16 by 40 pergola patio on the back of it, overlooking the golf course. And they say that my house, even though as big as it is, that it's worth between $210,000 and $215,000. There is no way that I could build that house, and I'm a contractor, that I could build that house for that amount of money with what it's got in.
Okay. Now, you're saying that your house appraised for a low amount?
Yeah, around $215,000.
Uh-huh. And the other houses, what are you competing with, Bill?
Well, they're the same size. It's all in a golf subdivision.
Mm-hmm. Well, one key for you is that you're on the golf course, and that's going to add a lot of value to your home. But I can hear your frustration with the fact that your house is coming in very low, and the other ones are, the newer ones are coming in higher. Bill, I hope you left your phone number with Sherry, our program director, because I'd like to talk to you off air a little more privately. And also, I'd like to bring Tom King, our appraiser, in on the conversation. But I appreciate you calling us, and I do want to talk to you after the show. Real quick question before we have to close. Rob, what kind of items are you hauling off specifically? Do you have any that you can't haul off, or what kind of items do you do?
Well, Joe, we can handle just about anything you have as long as it's not flammable, hazardous, or liquids.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a bicycle to a washing machine to an old couch. What we see a lot of lately is the big screen projection TVs.
Uh-huh.
We come by and grab those, and just about anything you have is not, again, not flammable, liquids, or hazardous material right. can handle.
And what is your typical customer?
You know, it's folks that are either downsizing or mm-hmm. they're upsizing. You know, mm-hmm. they decided to buy a bigger house, and they've looked through the stuff and rather move it, let's just get rid of it.
Right.
And we've done a lot of offices, too. They've moved to larger facilities, and they want to, you know, remove the cubicles that, unfortunately, nobody wants to go to a new place with old stuff. So
right.
that's we come in and take care of that for them.
Right. And I'm a landlord, so I know that a lot of times I'll go in and find where they've left a bunch of stuff. Of course,
we need to talk after the show. I will.
Well, you know, you have to have them these days. You have to have them sign. You have to have your tenant sign a vacating statement so that you can go in and haul off their junk legally. Yep. There's a lot of little laws in there that apply when you're a landlord. So, but Clint, any closing remarks that you want to make?
I just want to let everyone realize that if foundation repairs are done, how long is the repair going to last?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I'm happy to tell you that the repair is for the lifetime of the structure for the house. So, Joe, if you had a foundation failure and we came out and fixed it, and then you sold that house, the warranty goes with the house, not with the owner. So
Wow. Actually, wow. You
could have a 100-year repair.
You know, that's another issue, too. Now that we have all these laws in place, when you sell a house that you've been living in, you mm-hmm. have to do a seller's disclosure mm-hmm. that says if you know if there's any problems you've had on the house and what's been done to rectify it and all that. And if something did happen and that seller was sued by the buyer, they would have to have documentation that whatever that problem was is now corrected. So you're able to take care of that.
That's correct.
All right. Well, you guys, we've been on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. We're glad to have you with us. Check out our podcast on mortgageloansblog.com. This podcast will be on later this afternoon. You can catch all of our other ones, too, mortgageloansblog.com. And I know everybody's getting ready for the Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see you back, and we'll see you back next week.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-403-1383. That's 1-800-403-1383.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This is the Mid-South's news, traffic, weather, and Tiger Station. News Radio 600 WREC, Memphis.